Okay, good afternoon, folks. It's actually the last few days of summer here in Headlime, Connecticut. I just want to thank everyone for coming out to the Maid Show in Portland, saying hey. Really, really nice meeting everybody. It's just a really nice time to hang and get to see people that you only see at shows like that. A lot of customers and fans of the channel. You know, I don't even get asked about Instagram anymore. What does that say about Instagram? I don't know. But it's always like, hey, I know you from YouTube. You know, obviously, you know, we got a little thing going on here, you and me. So let's keep it going. Anyway, well, this is going to be an introduction to my two-niner, Ron's Red, R-Works Evo Extra Virgin Olive Oil. That's really what this bike is all about. It's smooth, but a little tangy at the end. A little tangy at the end, but rich and vegetal. This bike is something that I've wanted in my own stable for a little while. You know, something that harkens back to the glory days of mountain biking in the 90s. But why can't the glory days be right now? That's my question. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we live in a time right now where people like you, that's you, are looking for, you know, rim brake, rigid two-niners, non-suspension corrected. You're a freak.
Oh, wow.
You're a total freak. What's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with you, obviously. We all have something wrong with us, and that's why we're all here together talking about bikes right now. Talk about rigid two-niners. So, you know, I basically took the geometry that folks were using on modern XC bikes, most notably a longer top tube, a steeper seat tube angle. We got a real light fork. Of course, the frame's aluminum, made by Frank the Welder up in Vermont. This bike, as you're going to see, came together real nice. So I'm going to bring you through that process of this bike coming into fruition, and as the build comes together, and I'm going to take you to Maid with me. We're going to talk about what this bike is going to become, and is this bike the next Alumilith? I don't know. You know, what am I going to call? I don't know what I'm going to call it. I'm saying, is this what I'm going to offer instead of the Alumilith, or is this the updated Alumilith? You know, that's like, you can let me know in the comments about that. All right. Well, thanks, Munson, and thank you, Umbros. Now, so this is the bike we're going to be talking about. Ron's Red 02, the most pinned out two-niner you have never ridden.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
This is the same bike with a different fork and different tires. So, you know, this is it in like drop bar mode. So let's get into this thing, shall we? Here we are weeks earlier on an unseasonably cool day. Or is it just me? Each bike build is an opus. It must be treated as such. It must be searched for, longed for, sniffed out. Gems found. Fortunes lost. Entire worlds created in your mind that you could put together and ride like a bad boy. Okay, we're just about ready to, Jesus. I tell you, I am not used to having painted frames. I've knocked into like three or four things while just walking around inside this workshop. So, boy, oh boy, if this were a delicate paint job. All right, I guess we're going to start installing things here inside today. It's starting to rain. When it's raining, it's the only time I ever get anything done. All day, every day, I'd much rather be spending with my good friend, my close personal friend, the sun.
Clip it onto my hair. There we go. Yeah, so I went back and forth a bunch on what cranks to use.
as we've touched on before, cranks are the centerpiece of any curated build. You want to make sure you pay attention to these details. Of course, five-arm cranks are mandatory.
These things really come together nice. I've got a secret supplier of all these specific chainring sizes that I will not divulge because I prefer to keep to myself.
Secrets.
A real nectar-rich source of chainring sizes. And of course, we're always tightening in a star pattern. So what we've got here, this is a 22-tooth little ring. And then we've got a 35 that we'll be riding on, and we got a 36 bash guard here. And now something I'm not super excited about is I gotta cannibalize a bottom bracket off of my Alumilith, because the 73 millimeter bottom bracket shell with a 127.5 taper spindle is hard to come by. Harder and harder to come by. You got to plan ahead for them. We're going to take this bottom bracket out and put it on the show bike. So from one show bike to another. And there we go. We've got a crank set and a bottom bracket, folks. Campy Daytona. Love that Campagnolo named a component after Daytona, Florida. Almost ready to take a look at this bike and see how it sits. Kilograms, 20.14 pounds. Woo! Really, the only thing we have to add to this are pedals and a chain. Dang, this thing's light. I'm very impressed with myself.
So I wanted to make a chainstay protector out of an old tire. This is our Kava 33 that I cut the tread off of, and then I wrapped it around a file with some wire and baked it in my air fryer. Air fried chainstay protector, so that it would more fit the contours of the chainstay here. Definitely fragrant. I'm gonna glue it on.
Ooh. That's good glue.
Check out ronspikes.com.
Okay, here on family vacation in New Hampshire, going right to Maid from here. So just packing up the bike after one test ride into a soft bag made rigid by cardboard. It's risky, but I've traveled like this a number of times before, and let's hope so. Let's hope it all goes well.
And off to Portland we go. And here we are in Portland.
blow off in my crotch.
Oh, the perils of tubeless and traveling with a sack with your show bike inside. All right, let's check in with the boys here and see what's going on.
All stuck to the tire.
TSA, why you gotta deflate my tires?
Wow. Oh my god.
Here we come, Maid. We've made it. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna pull up a chair because this is gonna be a while.
Yeah. Let's just seal it.
Okay. You are looking pretty. Oh.
What? Oh shit.
YouTube will tell you it'll buff out. You know what I mean? YouTube will tell you that'll buff out, Ron.
Well, I'm gonna get a red Sharpie.
Fork looks okay.
I tied everything to the cardboard with wires because I didn't have any tape. So
you added wiring in here. That's right. We're so anti-wireless that we put extra wires on our stuff.
Yeah, you need extra wires. I wonder when they're going to invent chainless.
Chainless, that's a good one. We need to patent that. Yeah. Chainless. I think they have it already. It's called belt drive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And everything now is just going to kind of meld into a quick little, montage of Made. Check out the show. A lot of people there. Talked to a lot of people. Shimano was nice to us. Hanging at the garage with Blue Lug. Going for a little ride with Blue Lug. We love hanging out with our Blue Lug friends. Beautiful weather. Great day. They bought that LaMarche cargo bike. Very cool one. One of the coolest ones at the show in many's opinions. And then we got to witness something very special. The mechanics of Blue Lug inside Patrick's garage. Breaking down a bike to put it in a box. To then put it inside a car.
Hi, guys.
And fly home. So.
Bye.
All right, folks, that's the end of this video. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I'm going to get to the second half of the video where we're going to go over more details on the bike, the pre-order, how you can get one, when you can get one. We're going to ride the bike a little bit, talk a little bit more. So why don't you tell me in the comments what you want to know about the bike, and I'll try to answer them in this next video. I hope you enjoyed a half an episode. As always, I'm Ronnie Romance, ronsbikes.com. Oh, whoa. UltraDynamico.com. Okay, folks, bye.